Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Good afternoon. Good evening. What's up? I'm Jessica Matlin.
Good morning, maybe, depending on when you clicked. Hi.
Yeah, hi. We are Fat Mascara. Two beauty journalists, two beauty experts, giving you the real, real,
except
the BTS, except why, what's the caveat?
Well, I am an expert, but I need your expertise today, Jess, actually.
Mine.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jen, by the way. Yes.
Hi.
So, okay, you see this sweater that I'm wearing, this color?
Yes, she's wearing like a tomato red sweater. She's having a tomato girl fall.
Well, as we know, her Taylor Swift, her Poppy King,
yeah.
Red is the color of the season. But this is a special red. This is it's a really warm tomato orange.
It's very
red,
warm.
Really bright and bold.
I was surprised.
What is the correct lip color?
That's a fair question.
Thank you. Here's the school of thought that I went with. I was like, okay, I have a NARS Velvet Matte Lip Pencil, Red Square it's called. I was like, it matches this sweater exactly. Except my lips are really chapped, so I didn't want to do a matte lip.
But your tone right now is different. I would take a picture of this.
Well, right, because I put on the matte lipstick and you could see every bit of the chapped lips.
Not on screen, because I'm seeing you on screen.
Yeah, but in person, because this plays into some of the expertise I need here. But I thought matching exactly could be nice, but no. It was, oh, she's giving me a no. Okay, what would you do?
What would I do is like I would just do something kind of natural and balmy.
That's what I was thinking, except the natural color of my lips is very blue. They're a dark mauve. I don't have a pink or beige lip. I have a purpley blue lip. So
correct.
It was like really clashing with the sweater when I just put on some clear balm. So I tried to warm up the balm and that was looking kind of brown next to it. And so what you're looking at now is just a mishmash of like eight products.
Okay, I'm not a makeup artist, but I would do something.
You're on set. Model's wearing this color.
Okay.
What's the direction?
This is a challenging item. I kind of still stand by, like, really downplaying.
A nude.
A nude.
All right. Maybe I should have beiged out the bluish tone of my lips a little.
You just wrote a piece on this for The Cut.
I color correct.
I would like color correct your lips. This is an easy
one. What are we going to do next? We're color correcting our lips?
No, no. Oh my God, that's so dark. No, I would just kind of try to just make everything more subtle and I'd focus on your beautiful skin.
Yeah, like don't do a bold lip because this is a bold shirt.
Yeah, you look great though. Very holiday.
Thank you. The reason I ask you also is because my lips have been so chapped. I don't know what's going on to the point that when I went to the dermatologist for my usual toxin filler, as everybody knows, I love an injectable, but I've never gotten them in my lips. And she She said it in that way that I was like, does she think I need it? But she's not the type. She was like, I can do a little filler in the lip because, but just to moisturize them. Because it is hyaluronic acid, and some people get a very small dose of the hyaluronic acid in their lips, not to reshape or plump, but just to kick in that own moisture-making machine.
Yeah.
And I was nervous because I'm so nervous to change the shape of my lips that I was like, no, it's fine. It's just today I have chapped lips. Who am I kidding? Who am I kidding? My lips are chapped every single day. I should have taken her up on it.
You didn't do
it. If filler is going to fix chapped lips, but this all comes to, I'm coming to the fam for some help as well. I have new homework. I didn't run this by Jess. She's looking at me surprised.
No. I'm thinking about you with like lip injections gone awry.
Yeah.
But I think I do lip injections, but do I look like someone with lip injections? No.
No, not at all.
No, but it just like, it just kind of just adds a little.
Like that moisture.
Moisture, but just a little, like a little.
See? if you were writing that for a magazine, how would we spell that sound effect?
E-E-P, three E's and a peep.
So I should go to my derm and ask for
it's the teeniest bit. It's like
like a droplet.
It's a dew droplet. Yeah.
It's 2 cc's. Just kidding. I don't know.
I don't even know what that would be. Again, come here for all your beauty expertise.
And my dermatologist, Heidi Waldorf, the best in the biz, she's actually retiring. And so I'm looking for a new derm. So if you listen to this and you're a dermatologist and you think you can do the justice on this face, let me know. Reach out on DMs. I'm gonna be interviewing candidates soon.
Maybe somebody a little closer to you. Maybe somebody like local.
Y'all, I drive an hour and a half to see her. That's how, you know, she's known my face for years. But best of luck to you, Dr. Waldorf. Okay, so homework for the Raise a Wand. Chapless season. What are people doing? Are we just doing lip balm still? And is the key to that I'm just reapplying? Like I have friends that like, we'll have a conversation, we'll go get coffee and they pull out their lip balm like 4 times. I don't know if I'm that person. I've tried the lip Laneige mask at night. I've done, maybe I need to be more hydrated, but I want like the lip balm that's going to stay. Right now I'm doing the Aquaphor with sunscreen. It's just like a regular chappy stick.
That's good.
But I have to reapply it every 20 minutes.
I think it kind of is what it is.
Well, I don't think the fam should settle with that. I want to know which lip balm is going to last me. I want an hour's worth of moisture. Is that too much to ask?
Okay. All right. Longest lasting lip balms. I think Burt's Bees is really long lasting.
I haven't used that in a while. Is there a particular?
No, just the original.
The original.
Original.
Mm-hmm. You like a nice wax load in there.
Wax, like a heavy wax load.
This one's much more emollient. All right. But I want to hear from the fan. This is new homework, everybody. We still have some bargains at the end of the show. You know how the show works. But call in. Connect with us. Tell us about your favorite chapped lip fixes. Maybe it's a strategy and or your lip balms. The phone number is, just kidding. Jess isn't going to say it.
No.
646-481-8182. And that's just a good reminder anyway. So many ways to connect with us, right?
You can email us, info@fatmascara, DM us. And you can also put suggestions for our most highly active members in the Facebook fam group, Raise a Wand. Search it and I'll let you in.
Yeah, it's also, if it's not in the episode notes, I'll add it now. It's my favorite place to just hang out for a little bit. Just a couple thousand of your beauty besties.
Yeah. Just a couple thousand great tips and questions in there.
Yeah.
Okay, Jen, I saw you last week. You look beautiful.
Oh, I was wearing this color as a cover-up. We went to the Fragrance Foundation Champion Circle.
Circle of Champions.
Circle of Champions.
Honoring Linda Levy. You look great.
So did you. Jess and I got sat at the same table, literally across, like, she was 12 o'clock and I was 6 o'clock, and we just, like, were waving to each other.
We still can.
And you know when you're at a round table at, like, a big event? Good luck talking to someone over on that side.
No. Yeah, I didn't want to be screaming at you, but you looked great.
Oh, thanks.
Did you do your own hair?
Yeah.
It looked really good.
Oh, it was just smooth. I just blew it out. Fresh haircut. You know how we do.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah, we're getting into like holiday season, parties, festivities. I'm here for it.
Awesome. All right. Well, why don't we get to the news? What else do you have for us?
Oh, I have lots of news.
Okay. I'll just strap in. Listen, we're at the news portion of the show, and this is Jen's segment today. But in between the bits, Jen, I had a little conversation. I was like, Jen, you sure about Declior? And I was just going off about Declior because it's on my mind. So I just thank you for Jen for ceding a couple minutes to me.
Okay. The business desk. Go ahead.
Because I just have to talk about this. So Declior is a beautiful French brand that has been in the States for some time. I don't know exactly how long, but as long as I've been in beauty. And it's no longer going to be in the United States. And I've seen a lot of buzz on the internet about it shutting down. It's funny because I haven't heard a peep about Declior in years online.
Until L'Oreal decided to sell it.
Right, but that's how these things go. It's like, I think people quietly love brands that are sort of flying underneath the radar. And then once you take it away, it's like, no, not my Declior. But this brand is really based in aromatherapy. I remember it being in spas. It's a beautiful brand. A lot of, especially spa techs, are mourning it. I love aromatherapy. I know a lot of people really enjoy it. It's very sensorial. It's not like, put this on, the lines and wrinkles are going to be gone by Tuesday. It's a different mindset. And I'm curious if our market is ever going to wrap its head around. If in 10 years, TikTok is going to be, or whatever the thing is, going to be all about aromatherapy. And maybe there'll be a point for reentry. I don't know, Jen. What do you think? What's your take on this?
I have a take, but first, I think I said L'Oreal was selling it. That's not true. They're ceasing to make it. So they're shutting it down, but it's because they own the IP. Like, we might see Declior again in the future, that kind of
thing.
Yeah.
And we've seen this with a few brands from larger conglomerates where it might just not be performing in the US.
Right. So I just wanted to clarify, they weren't selling it. However, it's funny. I think I have a theory as to why this might be, because I just wrote a column about this and it was about essential oils, because I actually got a lot of questions from people about using essential oils on their skin. And of course, the basis of aromatherapy is essential oils. Well, there are lots of derm influencers out there who, sometimes rightfully so, rail against essential oils because a lot of people think, oh, they're natural, they're good for my skin. But like in high doses, Declior, of course, and a lot of the spa brands that use aromatherapy keep them in very low and therapeutic doses. But in high doses, and I think people don't understand this, they can be really irritating. So it's this like all or none mentality of like essential oil's bad.
Oh, it's such a shock that it's not working in America.
Yeah, it's just, I think people, it's like there's a nuance to understanding how to use essential oils in skincare. And with all of the other ingredients out there and the speed that the internet goes, I think it's like taking time to learn about it might be hard. Also, you discover these brands when you get a spa treatment. And when we're having a rough economy, maybe we were paring back on spa treatments so they're not getting as many eyeballs on their brand.
We've talked about this before, but the spa landscape has changed so drastically.
Yeah. You're going to your Ulta Beauty, little Dermalogica. You're going to like some of the chain spas. There's not as many of those boutique-y places that would stock the Declior's of the world. So even when we had, who did we have on? Jordan Samuel. He was talking about, I could have brought in a spa brand or a skincare brand to use doing my facials, but the amount of money it was going to cost him to do that, he was like, I'll just make my own products, because it's very expensive for spas to keep up the retail partnership of selling products. I mean, these are all, I'm just throwing at you reasons. Jess and Jen's business desk.
Well, I was talking to somebody recently about, it's funny, about spa brands just in general, not about Declior, not about any brand in particular, but about the amount of work it takes to run a spa brand and flying all over the country to train all the different spas that you might have on your roster, et cetera, education, shipping to everyone. Like, it's such an enterprise unto itself. That's just a different model than regular retail.
Oh, yeah, and you could do D2C and throw up an Instagram feed and be selling product tomorrow. So,
yeah.
Au revoir, Declior.
Yeah, I wish them the best in their new chapter.
Okay, getting into some more maybe positive news. Actually, has everybody noticed that lip gloss has had a huge resurgence? I'm sure you have.
How could you not?
I have a reason for it.
Okay.
We feel awkward on social media. Let me explain. It's based on an article I just read about how so many people who are doing social videos, when they talk to a camera, they need something to do with their hands. It's so awkward to make a TikTok or make a reel and just like talk directly to the camera. Not all of us are like out here using teleprompters or whatever. What do people revert to? Well, they could put something in their hand. They could be applying lip gloss. So the New York Times did this whole article on, have you noticed how many people are applying lipstick while they're telling you something completely unrelated to beauty? They're not telling you about lip gloss. They're giving you dating advice. You know who does this? Courtney Shields from Dibs Beauty. She's always in her car. you know how the car gives good light for a TikTok reel, and putting on lip gloss while she shares dating advice. Alex Earl does this, like all of the big influencers, and they're not even promoting the lip gloss. And then you see in the comments half the time, people are like, wait, what's the lip gloss? Like, no, yeah. Listen to the words I'm saying. But you do, you stop. If you're scrolling through and you see someone putting a thing on their mouth and like pointing towards their mouth, you automatically start listening.
It's like a crutch.
It's like a social crutch, but it's also almost like a little pointer. That lip gloss wand is like, look here and listen here.
Yeah.
So it's become this way for creators to sort of feel less awkward on social media. But I think it has also helped feed this lip gloss phenomenon, because you're seeing people put on lip gloss. You're like, hey, oh yeah, lip gloss. I want to wear some of that, right?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Anyway, I'll link to the article on the recap on our fatmascara.com. Okay, well, Beyonce's perfume has landed. Why did I just say like Oprah giving away cars? Okay, we got a look at Say Noir on her Instagram feed last week. Jess, did you see the bottle? Did you see the perfume? Did you see the video?
Yes.
I mean, how could you not? How many followers does she have now? 318 million people have probably seen this. Anyway,
yeah, I actually did not realize she had that many followers.
Here's a little tidbit.
I'm super excited. This is my Say Noir unboxing, and it's finally here after years of work.
It's finally here after years of work. Okay, so the perfume's out. I haven't had a chance to smell it yet, so I'm just going to give you a thought here based on this packaging. Does this remind you of anything, this packaging? Like what, like you're getting any references from this?
It kind of reminds me a little bit of one of my favorite old school fragrances, Passion. Just the kind of 1980s, the kind of Art Deco
stacked. 100%.
Yeah. But I doubt that was her reference.
No, but I was thinking of the old one. This is an old one, but Guy LaRoche. I think it was called like Clandestine, or like in the 80s, and then 20 years before that in the 60s, and it goes in 20s, as we know. Art Deco references.
Is it silver or is it just black and white?
I can't tell from the video because it's black and white what color hers is.
Yeah.
But it also—
it's clearly metallic.
It's giving Paco Rabanne 1 million. I mean, she used the word monolithic. So talk about monolithic bottles. Paco Rabanne 1 million, one of the most popular fragrances.
The silver is very Paco Rabanne, yeah.
Well, the Paco Rabanne 1 million is the gold one. It looks like a huge gold bar. Anyway, the block of it all. I don't think she was worried about shipping weight or environmental concerns with this one. It looks hefty, but I'm very excited to smell it. So big news in the perfume world, Say Noir.
Do you know where she's selling it?
I don't. I didn't do my reporting well enough, but maybe it doesn't say.
No. I'm just curious.
No, because this is the thing about, I've experienced this before with Beyonce's world. When you reach out for comment, you just kind of don't get it. So she controls the narrative with her Instagram. So that's where you can.
I get that.
Jess understands. That's how she does it. Okay. Moving on to science.
No, I meant like I get.
I control my narrative. That.
No, I get that's Beyonce's vibes.
Yes. Force the editor to do a write around. I'm not giving you the interview. I don't need to anymore. I mean, queen. Okay, Science Corner, let's go, because I had a promise I had to keep for the fam. Let's go. Okay, here we are. I promised to take a closer look at G-Spot, Gillian Anderson's drink line. When we were talking about it last week, Jess brought up Claire McCormick's commentary on it about how can we we're not going to be able to guzzle our way out of systemic forces that cause low libido in women, which was a really good point. So I was like, let me just peek into this drink a little bit, because the marketing was telling us, drink this, you'll want to have sex more and your sex will be better. Like, that's the vibe I got. It's freaking called G-Spot, right? Well,
the name is wild.
Right. Well, this is how marketing
works. It's G for
works.
Gillian Anderson, by the way.
Okay. But like, they're going to give you the aura of a feeling, and you're mentally going to connect the dots. If I drink this, my libido will.
But we do know that a lot of things are, the mind and the body are so connected. So maybe that's
part of
it.
Placebo effect. I will not negate that.
Yeah, maybe it's like, all right, okay, like,
sure.
Feeling my, yeah, I don't
sure,
know.
Have your G-spot. If you want to get sexy, fine. Yeah. But I did promise to look into the science of it.
Okay.
So I looked at the ingredients in the Arouse drink. There's a bunch of antioxidants, the amino acid L-arginine that's like in everything these days.
Everything healthy is marketed to be healthy.
Here's the thing with that ingredient. There's some very small studies I saw a whole complete review. Six of these seven studies I looked at had funding issues, meaning they were sponsored by companies that wanted the researchers to look into the ingredient, which I'm not saying that doesn't mean that what they found wasn't true, but you always have to have that little bit of a radar up when you're reviewing research.
An arched brow,
if you will. So what that ingredient can potentially do is increase nitric oxide in the blood, and that helps your blood vessels expand and relax. And there are, of course, areas of your body, your genitalia, if the blood is flowing more freely, expanding and relaxing, it might help make arousal easier, make pleasure more intense. But there's no
connection. How many of these do you have to drink?
That's the thing. There's no... See, you're exactly like what the consumer would think. Okay, so how many do I drink? The amount of the ingredient in there doesn't even equate to the studies that I told you. There is no way to say, yeah, I drink this, like the flower unfolds and I'm ready to go. It just doesn't work that way. And it simplifies this very, very complicated human process of arousal. It's ridiculous.
It's a very complicated process for women.
Oh my, like that's what for everybody, gender non-exclusive. And what turns you on mentally, physically, whatever, might not turn another person on. So clearly G-spot's not going to be the fix. No, I shouldn't say that yet. The other ingredient, I'll just tell you what it is, and then you can make your judgments. Butterfly pea flour, a gorgeous flour, basically just an antioxidant. This one, this is what they say, traditionally used as an aphrodisiac for its association with increasing blood flow and sexual desire. Okay, there's some folk medicine.
Well, the name, I think, is very, very attractive.
The Latin name of this particular flower is Clitoria ternatea. You see what's happening here? The Latin name is doing the heavy lifting of the science for you, and I see that word, and I think, must have something to do with sex, right? And then in folk medicine, it's been used, but there's a lot of great things that come out of traditional folk medicine and traditional forms of medicine. But then they get substantiated in a lab. This one, I could not find one study on the butterfly pea flower extracts.
Well, maybe there are studies and maybe the company will write us.
That's why I did the research. There are not. That's why they've worded it this way. I'm just telling you how this works because I think the supplement industry in general just lets you make your own conclusions like that when you really, there's no science. They're saying when used traditionally, it has been associated with. That's not proof. You could tell me like a culture somewhere in the world does the extract of this flower before some ritual having to do with sex. Of course, that's great. And listen, if you drink this and you feel good, like I'm all for it.
The point of that moment was not to take away if somebody's enjoying this and they feel sexy and this is like totally helped their routine and they like, that's awesome. My point, and I think Claire's point, which I just thought like, which I applauded was like, you cannot simplify a very complicated, as you said, systemic, deeply underfunded, totally oversimplified issue with women's sexual health.
No, you can't. But so many people write to me at the cut and they want to say, does X work? So they see new products and they want to know, does it work?
It's a simple question. Does it work?
So I'm just telling you, whatever work means to you, if you taste this and fine. I'm just telling you science-wise, I couldn't get anything good for you on that these ingredients are going to like, for you, increase your libido. But maybe it'll work for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it tastes good. I don't know. We should order some. We'll try it out. Actually, we should do an experiment. I'm sending a case to your house, Jess. We're going to report back next week. It's going to keep going. Next week, we're going to talk about our, what's it called? In situ? Yes. Isn't that
in
like
in situ?
Well, it's in vivo when we're going to like try it in real life.
In vivo.
Yeah. In situ means on site, but in vivo, like instead of like.
That's like a medical thing.
Yeah, like instead of in vitro. Like we're going to do it in actual real life. We're going to practice, like we're going to drink it and see what happens. Okay, so that was Science Corner. Just a little bit more science because there's no way I couldn't touch on this, but I'm not going to go deep into it because you can look it up. I'm sure you saw the news, or if you didn't, I'm about to tell you. California just passed into law a ban of 26 potentially toxic ingredients in cosmetics. By the year 2027, this is going to kind of overhaul some of the ingredients used in American cosmetics because California is one of the biggest markets. And if you're selling in the United States and you have to make it legal for California, I mean, you're not going to make two formulas, the California and non-California formula. So if you want to see, I'll put a link in the episode recap, fatmascara.com, for the 26 ingredients and why each of them might have issues. Some things such as headaches, asthma, dermatitis, potentially cancer for particular ingredients. You'll see they're each individual, so I don't want to lump them all together. On the same note, the FDA has proposed a new rule. As we know over at the FDA, when you propose a rule, there's not really like a timeline on this. So they just like, it's sort of like them throwing it out to the government. Hey, what's everybody think about this? And then scientists will weigh in. We will go back and forth. Government moves slow here in the United States. 7 years later, maybe we'll do this. But I actually think this one has legs. The new rule is they are proposing a ban on hair relaxers with formaldehyde due to, of course, something we've reported on here at Fat Mascara, cancer concerns. So these are traditionally used by Black women for hair relaxers. There are formaldehyde ingredients in there. When heat's added, it could get even worse. And these ingredients, you know, there's lawsuits going on right now with hair relaxers causing different type of cancers, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer. Well, the FDA was listening and they're like, these lawsuits can proceed, but also, should we get this stuff out of products? So they're considering banning relaxers that use that ingredient. So we'll see what happens there. Okay, on our last note, it's a positive note, and it's also a local news item down in Venezuela. We need more people like Estrach. That's her full name. She's a 28-year-old environmental activist in Venezuela. And she came up with this cool campaign that I want you all to hear about. Here's what's going on. The country's Lake Maracaibo, one of the world's largest, oldest lakes, is so polluted with oil and algae, it's visible from space. So she founded Proyecto Sirena. And what that is a national network of activists dedicated to saving the lake using, wait for it, hair from humans and from puppies.
Stop.
Remember back in
2018? I was like, did we do this story?
That's right. Back in 2018, we reported on researchers from the University of Technology of Sydney found that hair is much better at absorbing oil than other materials. So people have been here and there using human hair as an oil absorber in the environment. Well, Estrach put it into practice in her country, and thousands of people have come out to get their hair cut to contribute their hair to this cleanup.
That's so cool. I mean, it's such an icky image, but if it's going to work, it's going to work.
And then it's sort of like a biodegradable, the hair itself, obviously, then it has the oil and you have to find a place to throw it out that is like safe from it seeping into the aquifers and all that. But just the fact that people feel that they can take action, because I think with so many environmental things, they feel so big and you're just like, what can I do?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's just a haircut. I want to know that my damaged dens are going to go maybe into the lake and soak up some oil. That's a good feeling.
That would make me feel like I've done my part.
I love that the dogs are getting little trims too.
That's so cute.
So the dogs can contribute. So good news from Venezuela. And that's the news.
That was a fantastic news segment, Jen. Thank you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thank you.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
I am so excited to introduce Holly from Texas.
Hi, this is Holly calling from Dallas, Texas. My bargain razor wand is the L'Oreal Revitalift 10% glycolic acid. It's for one fluid ounce, it's around $25 at Walmart. It's on sale this week for $19 and some change. It was a recommendation by Dr. Shireen Idris. I use it 2 to 3 nights a week. The directions say you can use it every night. I would not use it every night. 2 to 3 nights a week is great, and the bottle lasts forever if you're only using it 2 to 3 times a week. I also want to raise a wand to Hoboken. Jess, I was there the end of August, spent a few days there. It was amazing, such a neat little community. Shaka Kitchen was great. Antique Bar was great. And there's a really cool jewelry store where I found so many cool earrings, Noellery. Yeah, I loved Hoboken. It was amazing. I would move there if I could. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Now, Holly, I'm glad you had a great time in Hoboken, but why didn't you ring me up? Why didn't you send me a DM? I could have met you at Shaka Kitchen. I love Shaka Kitchen. Haven't made it to Antique Bakery, like the only person in Hoboken who like hasn't been there. It's always crowded. That's the thing. I know it's always crowded, but the food's amazing. I know the food's amazing. I'll get there. Holly, I feel so close to you right now.
You're going to put that on the glycolic serum too?
That's secondary, but yeah, that sounds like a great product. But nice segue. I'm going to raise my wand also to the segment not brought to you by L'Oreal.
Oh,
but a L'Oreal product.
That's random. Look at you and Holly, twins, Texas twins, Texas Jersey twins.
Keeping it low budge right now. As if you listen to the podcast every week, you might know that I had a vegan like keratin treatment at Jenna Perry last month. And I am protecting my hair by using only sulfate-free shampoo. I also just had my color done. And I ran out of my sulfate-free shampoo the other day. And Jeff was very sweet. And I said, need it now. And I was like, Jeff, can you please go get me some like right now? And he went and he was like, what do you want? And I was like, you know what? I always love L'Oreal shampoo and conditioners. I think they're great. And he brought me home Everpure. That is good stuff. Because a lot of sulfate-free shampoo and conditioners, I feel like my hair is not clean.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like there's no lather. This gives you such a nice lather. And my hair was really smooth, silky. Well, there's like no frizz, but there's no frizz probably from the...
The Jenna Perry keratin treatment.
Yeah, but it didn't feel like... I don't know. It just felt like a regular shampoo, but it happens to be sulfate-free. I just feel like that really rarely happens.
No, I get it. Some of them don't foam up, and I love a lather.
Yeah, I need a lather.
Yeah. Also for the sensorial alone, right?
Yeah, I just like... I'm a creature of habit.
Well, that I'm going so non-budge, but so worth the money.
Okay.
When you hosted that event with Hourglass to talk about the Non-Human Rights Project and Happy the Elephant, lucky attendees, I don't know if you realize this, got a little goodie bag with some Hourglass stuff.
Oh,
she was up on the stage, so I don't know if you got a goodie bag as well. But in said goodie bag In said goodie bag.
I think I know what you're going to mention.
I don't know that you are. Ambient light palette, gorgeous. Everybody loves it. Fine.
Oh, that's no. That, yeah, that's fine.
I am raising a wand to the Hourglass Power Brush, the Veil Snake Print Travel Size Powder Brush from our first of all, Hourglass's vegan brushes are insane. Every hair is tapered like a natural animal hair, and that's why they're good. If you've ever tried a synthetic brush and you're like, eh, because if you look closely at the bristle, it's sort of like blunt cut because it came from a machine, but a natural animal's hair and fur is a pointed tip, as your hair is. If you look down at the bottom of your hair, see how it goes into a nice little point? You want your brush bristles in your makeup brush to go into nice little points because they're so much softer and they just sort of flow the application better. So definitely get a vegan brush, but make sure it's quality so that you can get this. This brush is freaking butter. And you know what I love about it? I know it's a powder brush, but it's one of those products that now has made other products better. For example, some of my favorite cream blushes, I was feeling like, I don't know, they were just going on and not giving me my usual prettiness. Get the brush out for cream blush. It's really worth it. I know we all love a little swipe, swipe with our fingers.
Yeah.
But I was doing like the makeup artists do where I like sort of just dust the brush over the cream blush. And then it just sort of like diffuses onto your cheeks in the most insanely natural way. But you need a really good brush to do it. And it needs to be loosely packed bristles, people. None of these compact foundation putting on brushes or nothing that lays down stiff color. You need the longer, looser the bristles, the softer, more diffuse the color. That, like, people know that, right?
I don't know. I think it helps to spell it out.
Yeah, even with eyeshadow brushes, like the short, stiff bristles are really going to lay down the color you put on. The looser ones are more for blending and more diffuse. Anyway, this brush is... Also, it looks so cool. It has like a snake wrapped around the golden handle. I feel like Cleopatra. Every time I pull it out, it's just like upgraded my whole makeup experience. So
nice.
Thank you to Hourglass and Jessica Matlin for that goodie bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, it was a great event. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Let's power down. Let's get that beauty sleep. And we'll see you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.